The debate over whether country of origin labeling should be voluntary or mandatory is heating up again in Congress. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the latest is Mabel Dodds, a cattle producer from Weezer, Idaho, and Livestock Task Force Chair for Western Organization of Resource Council, a supporter of mandatory cool. Good afternoon, Mabel.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing well. What is going on in Congress?
Well, again, they're trying to stop the country of origin labeling law that was passed in 2002. Consumers and food producers sent a clear message to Congress that they wanted their foods labeled with country of origin labeling. And in 2002, Congress listened and heard and passed a law in the Farm Bill, the 2002 Farm Bill, which required country of origin labeling of all meats, fish, and produce. Meat must be labeled in the grocery stores by September of 2006. But opponents to the mandatory labeling are still fighting the 2002 law. The most recent ploy to try and pull the to take the guts out of the labeling law is by Senator Bonilla of Texas, who is trying to take it through the Ag Appropriations Committee in order to pull funding for country of origin labeling from USDA to write the regulations and implement the law. They don't want consumers to, the opponents don't want consumers to know where their food comes from or to allow farmers and ranchers the right to distinguish our crops and livestock as products of the United States. We've said for a long time consumers have the right to know where their food comes from. You know where your shirt came from. Shouldn't you know where your T-bone steak comes from? Cattle producers, we're very proud of the product that we have and we raise, and we want the consumers to have the choice of buying meat that is born, raised, and processed in the United States. The significance of country of origin labeling has even increased since the discovery of mad cow disease in Canada. Labeling would enable consumers to choose whether or not to buy cattle of Canadian origin if or when the U.S.-Canadian border reopens. And the Western Organization of Resource Councils definitely calls for labeling beef before reopening the Canadian border to cattle imports. We are in support of the proposed legislation by Congressman Reberg out of Montana. That is to pull the beef off of the J list, which would help to refute a lot of the bogus arguments that this is going to be very, very costly for retailers and packers. So we definitely are in support of that legislation, and we'll get behind that and help the congressman do whatever we can do.
How has the country of origin labeling worked for fish? I believe we had mandatory begin in April.
You know, it's apparently worked just fine. I mean, it went into place with very little hoopla, and it's being done with very little problems, which, again, I think just kind of goes to refute how difficult this was supposed to be. And I was jokingly saying to someone this morning, I think it's easier to try and identify a cow than it is that little fishy out there in the sea. But we do think that it's been a ploy all along to just by the big packers and the retailers to keep the law from happening.
It's all come down to money?
It's all come down to money.
I guess the American Farm Bureau Federation puts the cost of the labeling as much as $4 billion in the first year and several hundred million dollars per year after that. Do you buy into the American Farm Bureau arguments, first off, and second, do you believe that the cost would be borne by meat and livestock industry?
No, we don't buy into those numbers. We've never bought into those numbers. We've thought they were horribly exorbitant from the beginning, from the first time we heard them. And I don't think the labeling will be totally borne by the meat industry. I think, there's going to be some packers. Packers are going to bear some of the brunt. We are, and I think the retailers will. But I don't think it's going to be nearly as costly as it's been pumped up to be.
Consumers really care about this or not? I saw a study in the Journal of Food Distribution Research that found that consumers are willing to pay more for U.S. labeled beef, but they rank country of origin labeling information about 9th out of 17 factors that they look at when they go to the store.
We have felt, and as we have gone through this fight to get it to the point that it's at, we have found that a huge percentage of the people that we talk to consumers all say that they want country of origin labeling. Interestingly enough, I think a lot of people still today think that if that meat has a USDA grade stamp on it, that that's telling them that that's U.S. beef. And I think that's that has been a factor in there not being as much concern as there probably should have been about the fact that, that the consumer doesn't know where their beef's coming from.
Thank you very much, Mabel.
Thank you.
Mabel Dodds, Livestock Task Force Chair for Western Organization of Resource Council.